Amtrak costs the federal government over $400 million every year. In fact, critics often cite the train service as an example of government waste. Now, the oil boom in North Dakota and Montana has led to a dramatic rise in ridership there. Nice, except the Empire Builder line is still not making any money. It's today's Bottom Line in Business. Montana Public Radio's Dan Boyce took a ride.
In the north-central Montana town of Shelby, the Amtrak station has an almost European flair compared with its open, rural surroundings. Smartly dressed train attendants are taking tickets on the platform. Passengers are pulling luggage onto a shining silver two-story superliner. The Empire Builder is heading east, eventually to Chicago, though not before stopping in Williston, North Dakota, the epicenter of what's called the Bakken oil boom.
Okay, to find people going to Williston, I need to look for the letters WTN written on the card in the luggage rack above people's seats. So starting at my seat, let me see how long.
One right ahead of me.
There's one.
Two seats behind me, and really throughout coach seating.
I live in Clarkston, Washington.
Jeff Port is building an RV park south of Williston to house oil field workers. He's been driving and flying between Washington and North Dakota, sometimes twice a week.
A buddy of mine goes, hey man, you know you can take an Amtrak for $106. And I'd been flying for sometimes up to $1,000.
And this, right here, this is his first time on a train ever.
I'm 50 years old, and like I was doing cartwheels yesterday, thinking I'm going to ride a train for the first time.
Do we have 5 spots still open for the chicken dinners? Once they're gone, they will be gone.
Amtrak estimates ridership to the Williston, North Dakota station has quadrupled in the last decade. Those commuting to work and looking for work, not just oil workers, their families too.
I don't work in the oil fields. My husband does.
Amanda Zadanis moved from New York City to the remote eastern Montana town of Sidney a year ago. She uses the train to get to a bigger city.
I take my daughter, my four-year-old, out to Kalispell first. It was a weekly basis.
She goes to Kalispell because it's a mountain resort town outside of Glacier National Park, and it's on the Amtrak route.
Just for some culture and normalcy, I guess.
Zadanis says it's tough living around the male-dominated roughneck culture surrounding the Bakken boom. And she's used to hopping on public transportation to get where she wants to go. Where Zadanis is from on the East Coast, some of the Amtrak lines pay for themselves. She describes the lack of transportation options out here to be a bit of a culture shock.
It's kind of unbelievable.
Is the Empire Builder line profitable?
No.
Regional Amtrak Media Relations Manager Mark Meglieri.
It is among our better performing routes financially, but it is not paying for its cost of both operations and capital.
Meglieri says that's not necessarily the point. Amtrak is a public service.
The new Amtrak slogan should be, well, you're paying for it anyway. So, you know, that's the way I look at it.
Washington State resident Stephen McDuffie travels through Montana to get to the Bakken, too. Politically, he's libertarian. He's pretty much against the idea of government-supported transportation. But he's been riding the Empire Builder every 2 weeks since February. And some of the stereotypes about riding Amtrak, he says they hold up.
This is the first time that the train left Edmonds, Washington on time. And it's the first time we're actually scheduled to get into Williston on time since I've been taking the train.
Overall, though, he says his gripes are pretty minor. And again, it's cheap.
I know this is ironic because I'm philosophically opposed to public transportation, but yet here I am having a pretty good time on the Amtrak train.
And since there's no sign of the Bakken oil boom slowing down for decades, Amtrak can probably count on a lot more people realizing the train is the best way to get there. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Helena, Montana.